The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 64. The ancient truck, which I believe was an old World War II surplus Italian 6-ton, was not at all what you would want to call comfortable or sweet-smelling, but it was better than walking, and we were welcomed into the fold with much back-slapping and grinning. The occupants of the thing, although armed to the teeth, were extremely open and friendly. These desert inhabitants were as different from their cousins, or whatever they were, as night is from day. They looked like the others, as they possessed the same sharp, dark features, and were dressed in much the same fashion, except that all of these truck-mounted fellows seemed to be covered with engine oil. It would soon become clear why that was. The grimy fellow seated immediately next to me offered me some sort of meat on the end of his very large and quite filthy knife. It was a kind offer, but one which I demurely refused. He shrugged off what he obviously saw as my foolish pickiness, and went back to gnawing away at it. It seemed like a fair bit of work. We had not traveled very far before there was a bizarre and unsettling clanking sound from underneath our feet, and the truck shuddered and came to a stop. Immediately the passengers stood up and began jumping out the back. The fellow with the unappealing meat gestured for me to join them. I did, as did the rest of our party of five. I wasn't sure why we had stopped or what we were doing out of the truck. The great beast was stopped at the top of a largish dune. I didn't think we were stuck. It seemed to be some sort of mechanical failure, which wasn't surprising, I guess, given the vintage of the truck. I could see that the other vehicle had not slowed in its progress and was continuing on its journey up the next dune. A number of the original passengers climbed up on the front of the thing and appeared to be climbing into the actual engine. The rest of us gathered around the rear of the beast and took hold. It appeared that we were going to push, as the men in the front did something to the motor. I was glad I was in the rear. Suddenly the whole group began to shout, counting, it seemed, in whatever strange language those people speak. And then, as the truck made more unholy noises, we began to push. With much shuddering and clanging, the thing began to move. The men who had been in the front of the truck scrambled out, and some over the top of the cab and some along the sides poured into the back of the thing as it lurched forward. Those of us at the back ran after it, grabbing onto the tailgate and hauling ourselves on, or were hauled on by those already in the back. We were underway again.